Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Today we focus on the National Conference of Christians and Jews, one of America's oldest human relations organizations. Founded in 1928, and now with more than 70 chapters nationwide, the National Conference promotes brotherhood in our pluralistic society. Today, the National Conference of Christians and Jews has expanded its forum to include Muslims, as well as the wide range of interracial concerns. On the first part of Kindred Spirits today, we'll hear about some of the fascinating recent works of the National Conference, including efforts to mediate such disputes as school prayer and the rift between blacks and Jews. Here's the president of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, Dr. Jacqueline Wexler.
I was in Jacksonville, Florida, about a month ago, just before the congressional vote and the Supreme Court rulings on prayer in the schools, about a week before. In Jacksonville, Florida, under NCCJ auspices, over a period of 3 years, the interreligious leaders in Jacksonville have been meeting. The Archbishop of the Roman Catholic Church, the leading rabbis, the leading Protestant ministers, white and black. And they have been wrestling with the issue of teaching of religion in the schools and religious symbols in public places. And over that three-year term, they hammered out a consensus with which they were all comfortable.
Do you remember what the
consensus was? Essentially, their consensus was, number one, you must not teach religion in the schools, but you must teach about religion in the schools. That you cannot understand the American culture or the American nation unless children who are educated understand religions on the American scene. They came out in favor of the kinds of musical and ethnic celebrations in the schools, so long as they were truly representative of the population. They came out very strongly against religious symbols in public places. Those are the major issues. Now, again, NCCJ wouldn't be out to market that boilerplate. The boilerplate does us no good. It is the process by which citizens nurtured in very different faith traditions respect each other long enough to try to understand the pluralistic commitments of this country and the very important essential division of church and state in this country, and try to forge an accommodation which makes sense for that community. You know, if that had gone on in Pawtucket, there would have been no Pawtucket decision. But it didn't.